This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Feels like it may never get to be a done deal between the Yankees and Aaron Judge.
What was important to me was trying to get a deal done. You know, we weren't able to do that.
He loves being a Yankee, but this is Aaron Judge's one shot.
What they're doing with Aaron Judge is disgraceful. I think that they should pay him whatever money he wants.
Why should he give the Yankees a hometown discount?
I think it was just kind of plain and simple. We just weren't able to agree on something.
I can't envision he's going to be a Yankee next year.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
This is not the George Steinbrenner Yankees.
No,
it is
of course not.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Does my timeliness ever just wow you to the point that you respect the greatness at another level?
What's funny is, and this is where you tend to aggravate me occasionally.
Oh no.
Is I was going to say the exact same thing, but you couldn't help yourself.
Well, firstly, how would I know?
Oh, look at what has happened!
That you were going to say that. And what, this is not George Steinbrenner's Yankees?
No, because when you think it, we've been doing the show long enough. Yeah. I say this to you all the time. We have, whoever's on, you'll ask them the question. It'll be the last question. I'm like, oh, I wanted to ask a question, but you asked the question that I want to ask.
Isn't that a good thing?
Okay, but I was going to come back and say to you that, I mean, when you broke the fact that, I mean, boom, we're through the rejoin. It's only six, like it's exactly 6 o'clock. What a job. It's amazing. But you had to pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, I did. Because here's the thing. I never know when you're going to pat me on the back.
Well, you rarely give me opportunities because you're busy already doing it.
That's a fair point. So had I shut my mouth, we would have come back and you would have just waxed poetic about, God, look at you. Look at the timeliness of the show today.
I was going to rub it in RJ's face. Look at this. I mean, come on, RJ, give him some credit. And you beat me to it. That's fine, though. That was great.
So timely, though. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. All right, so, I mean, people are lined up. I want to get to the NBA in a little bit as well. Leon Rose spoke. That's a big deal.
No, he didn't. Stop. He didn't really speak. No, he didn't.
I mean, now granted, he speaks to the in-house media company that runs the Knicks, but he did speak.
Yeah, don't let him off the hook like that. That's not speaking. That was... A nice, comfortable spot for
very
him to just talk nonsense.
But at least he said something, no?
Yeah, something. Julius Randle wants to hear some
of that interview that he had with Mike Breen. We'll run through the first round of the postseason. We get the play-in starting tomorrow, right?
Brooklyn. Yep, Brooklyn-Cleveland.
Brooklyn and Cleveland. So a lot going on. 1-800-919-3776. But baseball fans are lined up. And who are we to stand in the way? We won't do it. Let's go to Corinne in Manasquan. Corinne, good morning. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, Dave, Rick, RJ, Ray. Thank you so much for having me. I'm calling from the company headquarters here at NTU.
Nazareth Tabone University.
Good morning, Corinne.
Yes. Good morning. So I had a quick Mets point. I was watching the games this weekend, and I absolutely love what I'm seeing from the team, specifically from Buck, because every time the camera pans on him, he looks like he's completely locked into the game, and I just have a really good feeling that the season's going to go well specifically because of him. It's just really great to have a good baseball mind in the room, unlike when we had Rojas and Callaway, where you just know that they're going to mess something up at some point. It's not going to happen with Showalter.
I don't think it's necessarily
baseball minds. I think Luis Rojas is a smart baseball guy. I just think you heard Lindor. Buck's been around longer than I have. He knows more than I do, so why wouldn't I lean on his knowledge of the game? Like, there's a respect factor. There's
he's
a credibility
a baseball
factor.
Lifer, and he's a genius when it comes.
And look
to
who
the
you
game.
Brought in though too. I mean, they knew something was wrong with the clubhouse. Look at the players that they signed. Canada's off to a great start, but that's a grown man. That's a pro. Escobar's a pro.
Yes.
Marte outside of the Mickey Mouse neck is a pro.
Well, why do you have such an? The only reason you have an issue with the Mickey Mouse necklace is because it makes you think of our assistant program director, who's a child when it comes to Disney.
That's all I'm saying is that's all. I see it, and the first thing I think of is Winthrop having a delicious meal on Mickey plates.
How weird is that?
That's
I still
weird.
Can't get over that.
Mickey
that
style.
Is that is just so weird and uncomfortable, isn't it?
This is what he does, man. This is our boss.
But I think that's the only reason that you look at Marte and you're turned off by him having a Mickey Mouse necklace. That's
that's it, though. Otherwise, he's a stud.
He's terrific. Kinda looks good. Escobar's a nice player. I mean, there's not a lot that you're not excited about with the Mets right now.
No, and more importantly, Carrasco looked good, and he wasn't good at all. He had the hamstring and then the elbow and everything else last season, so that was encouraging.
Bassett looked like a horse.
Scherzer's a bulldog. I mean, that's the thing. I watch enough baseball where I've seen Bassett pitch, but I'm not sitting there, you know, locked into, you know, Oakland A's post-game press conferences, so I haven't heard him speak much. But like him after the game, I mean, you want to talk about like
when you're talking about going right
guy.
After Soto?
Yeah, like I don't care what the name of the back of your jersey is. I'm going to go out there and I'm going after you. And he's got a beer in his stall. Or like the guy's, it's a baseball player,
he's
man.
He's a baseball player. He's a baseball player. Now, the one thing I will say, and I don't think it's a negative, I just think it's realistic. Washington is not good.
No.
That is not going to be a very good baseball team.
I thought for sure once Josh Bell decided for some reason that he was going to try to steal second base, I was like, oh, we're going to win this one. What is this dummy doing?
Yeah, that's a disappointing loss. But, you know, you get right back on the horse, and what are you looking for? You're looking for two out of three, right, against the Phillies?
I'm not going to say anything. I want to see how the series plays out, because if we win the first two, I'm looking
for
three.
Then you don't want to be tied into a two out of three, right?
Yeah, I'm more interested to see what Taijuan Walker looks like tonight.
I got to be honest with you, I'm a little nervous.
I think Buck's a little bit nervous. I mean, you heard him after the game. Like, he's got the knee. He had in the second half of last season, he wore down. So, yeah, there's a little concern.
He has a fresh bullpen. If I could get 5 innings of two-run ball today from Taijuan Walker, I would run for the hills.
Couple things with the Mets. Because, again, I'm thrilled with how the first series of the season went. Are we sticking with Nimmo in center for the season here, or what are we doing?
I don't know what the plan is, to be honest with you.
I like Nimmo. I don't think he's our best option.
He's always on base, by the way.
Well, he's always on base, but I mean, would you? I thought when we brought in Marte, and I get he's got an awesome arm, so you like him in right field, but like he just looks more natural in center than Nimmo does.
So, what do you want to play Nimmo in right?
I just don't know if I want to play Nimmo. Like, all we did was complain about Nimmo in center, and we thought we addressed center field with Marte, and now Nimmo is still playing center. I think that's the.
It is a little bit. Odd. I would agree. I would. Let's go continue along with all these calls just lined up wanting to talk baseball. Stephen Mayapak, good morning, Steve. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Robert. I mean,
you can call him Robert. Sorry. Call him Robert. He likes it. Call him Bob.
No. You know what? Let's start it. Let's start again. Let's rehold him and let's do the whole thing again. All right. Rehold. Here
we
go.
Bob.
All right. Bob here. Here we go. You ready? Stephen Mayapak. Good morning, Steve. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. I don't want to mess it up.
You can't even say the names now?
I have a question regarding...
You hang on a second, Steve.
I am the Yips.
Who am I? What is my name?
You're Mr. Roethlenberg.
Yes, that is me, Mr. Roethlenberg.
Robert Roethlenberg.
Yes. That's me, Robert Roethlenberg. All right, well, who am I to stand in your way? Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Mr. Roethlenberg, how are you?
My question is this, gentlemen. Why do I have a guy that I'm paid $70 million and is younger than that senior citizen at third base? I mean, this guy, Buffoon, I call him Buffoon. That's his new nickname. It rhymes with Boone. Instead of blowing bubbles the size of his head, for an organization that doesn't want long hair and beards, it's okay to blow bubble gum as the manager.
What is happening? First of all, who are we talking about? You want LeMahieu at third instead of Donaldson?
I want to see LeMahieu play baseball for that team, not with a hoodie in the dugout. When we can't score another run to sweep Boston, he's got to sit down. LeMahieu, there is no reason why LeMahieu should not have been in that lineup last night. Why do we have to watch Donaldson?
Well, because he doesn't have a position.
Can somebody explain?
Yeah, the other reason you're complaining is because Donaldson wasn't good last night.
Yeah, I mean, Donaldson, he was all right. He was fine. But Donaldson's not the problem. I mean, Donaldson plays a good third base. I mean, he had the game-winning hit in the first game. I mean, Donaldson's fine. But I don't disagree. Now, your best lineup has DJ LeMahieu in it. It does.
But he's not going to be able to play every day.
No, I know. But that's the frustrating part, though. Like, could you imagine if you're a coach and you just know because of health reasons and everything, it's like, I can't put my best lineup out there every day. Like, you're trying to win games. But I'm also trying to protect Judge, and I'm trying to protect Stanton. I just have a problem committing that much money to somebody that only, like, that for the most part is your DH.
And that length of time, too.
Yeah, and it's not like he's an old, I mean, this isn't Nelson Cruz. Like, he's 32 years old. Like, the guy, he told you last season, like, I want to play in the field. I feel better at the plate when I'm playing in the field.
Yeah, he should be in the field every day. He's a good defensive player, too.
Yeah, I mean, but then you run the risk because Judge is playing center, too much wear and tear in his body.
It's right, just, you have to have the D. Yeah, no, I get it. Let's continue along. JoJo in Nutley. Good morning, JoJo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Wanted to let you know, I had my inner Chris Kreider in me, and I slipped one past the goalie. You're going to have a new listener soon to the show.
Nice. Good morning, Chris. Oh, wonderful news, JoJo. Wonderful news. When will the new listener be making an appearance?
October 2022.
Right, in the heart of football season.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
What a mistake, JoJo. That is, JoJo.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is. It happens. I'm just very happy. I'm hoping everything's healthy. But I just wanted to let you guys know. Thank you for all the good wishes over the weekend as well.
JoJo, any thought to maybe if this is a boy going with David Richard or Richard David, one of the two?
No, we're going Italian. Probably Giuseppe Vincenzo. If it's a girl, maybe a little Valentina action. We'll see.
Maybe go middle name like Rothenberg or something like that.
Classy.
Maybe. I'm just hoping that RJ is right behind me, you know?
Well, you can actually, if you want to come in studio and practice holding RJ like the babe, I mean, that's...
I'm dominating. Now I'm dominating. Keep it up. Because you give like two or three more shots, then I can get involved. All right, JoJo, what do you got on the Yanks?
Quick with the Yankees. I actually have to. I know that was a terrible call the guy just called up about, but he actually had a quick good point, which, Gleyber Torres, I'm here, and he's very upset that he's not playing every day. He thinks he's an everyday shortstop, which obviously we saw last year was not the answer. But do you guys do see a little bit of a concern that, like, everyone's upset that, like, they're not going to be playing every day? With LeMahieu, with Donaldson, with Torres, like, do you think it could be an issue going forward?
No. I think if you want to make a move for a pitcher, I think you could include Torres in a deal. That's a shot,
Torres.
That's a shot.
Do you really think that Rizzo, Torres, LeMahieu, Kiner Falefa, and Donaldson will all be healthy throughout the season?
No.
And when they're not, then you'd be like, oh, you know what's great? Look at this. Now we have just an extra guy.
Here's the thing, though. Because, guys take opening day serious. Like, it's a big deal to start an opening day. I can't imagine that Gleyber Torres is happy.
I'm sure he wasn't. He thinks he is, and I understand why, the everyday second baseman. You've already demoted him, right? He thought he could be the shortstop. You've said, no, you can't. We have to bring somebody else in, move you to second. Now you don't start opening day at second base?
By the way, quickly, could I just mention this?
I don't know what it is, but go ahead.
Well, a couple things. I can't wait for this. The Yankees-Blue Jays series has me all fired up. But I get a phone call yesterday, and of course, from my father-in-law down in Champa Bay. Oh, Rays are undefeated. Have you seen what the Rays have done to the Baltimore Orioles?
They murder them.
Dude, they were 18-1 against the Orioles last year, and they just swept them. But it's like, it's not even fair at this point.
They will not lose to them.
That's not even fair. The Yankees better take care of the Orioles this year. They better. Because they didn't have a...
What would you say? You got to go at least, 19 games? What do you think? You got to go at least 14-5 against that team?
At least. Because between the Rays and the Blue Jays, they beat up on those teams. They beat up on the Orioles.
Well, you have to.
That's a huge difference. 18-1 last season?
18-1 puts you in a real good position.
Real good position.
Did the Rays have the A's now?
The Rays have the...
I think they might.
Good for them, though, starting with the Orioles and the A's.
Yeah.
That's an embarrassment. Baseball's got to figure that out, because that's an embarrassment.
Some of these teams not spending money? Well, the Orioles have been... how long have the Orioles been bad for now?
Too long.
Oh, it's really repulsive. Let's go to Danny in Massapequa. Danny, what's up, buddy? You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, so, Dave, a couple of things. I understand for a long time you guys didn't have, you guys were under the Wilpon's thumb and the frugal spending, but just because you got Big Daddy Steve, no need to start trolling Yankee fans about, you know, about how much money you guys are going to spend. That's number one.
No, right? hold on. Time out. We're not trolling anybody. All we're doing is making an observation is that when the Mets had the opportunity, because they traded for Lindor to get a deal done, they got a deal done. Now, will it eventually be a good deal? Maybe not. But they spent the money, they got the deal done. That's all.
And that's what's going to happen, is the Mets are going to spend a lot of money when they want to spend money on guys moving forward. That's it.
I get that. But yeah, I want to acknowledge your trolling level, too. You're not as good as Dave, but you know, you're up there, kid. You're up there.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Better.
Thank you.
You're getting better. But yo, seriously, on a serious note, a couple of things, right? Listen, I'm a guy. I was born in the 70s. I've seen some of your bad Yankee teams, right? Unlike my kids who grew up in the Derek Jeter era, never saw a bad team. I understand what they see, and maybe a lot of callers are those type of callers. But you know, I've seen some bad teams, right? Now, does Aaron Judge deserve to get paid? Yes, right? Does he deserve Mike Trout money? Absolutely not. Not even close. Right? Not even close. Right? Now, I'm going to say straight up, I hate Brian Cashman. I think his time has come and gone. You know, I think if you were to take the $70 million I gave to Aaron Hicks, who's a complete dumpster fire of a baseball player, you could have probably put in that in other players and other resources to make the team a little bit more competitive. But, like, one, Cashman has to go, and there's no way that Aaron Judge is worth Mike Trout money. And also, I'm hearing Judge wants 10 years. There's no way you want that guy. That guy's not going to be playing at 41 years old. You're out of your mind.
I think that was a false report years-wise.
Yeah, he's not going to get 10 years.
No. What A-Rod said last night, I think, is he heard the years was not the issue. It was more the amount of money.
Average annual?
Yeah, he wanted up by that $36 million a year.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
The NBA postseason is set. You want to run through it with me?
Yeah, let's run through it.
All right, so let's start in the East. Tomorrow night, the 7th-seeded Brooklyn Nets take on the 8th-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers. Both teams finished up at 44 and 38. The winner of that game moves on to take on the Boston Celtics, who were 51 and 31. Same record as Milwaukee and Philly, but Boston wins the tiebreaker. So you would think Nets and the Celtics in a best of seven, which should be a heck of a series.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I would imagine that the Nets get through Cleveland. And then that sets up for Kyrie going back to Boston.
Oh,
maybe.
How good will that be?
Oh, and it's going to be good.
I saw the Nets an 8-point favorite in that game tomorrow night.
That makes sense.
And you see the video, Ben Simmons and the stories. It looks like there's a chance he's going to return pretty soon.
A jumper looking buttery, Dave. Buttery.
Buttery. Smooth. Oh. That 15-footer.
I mean, between Kyrie and KD, KD had 16 assists last night. I mean, it's... you can understand why that team can be dangerous. But
yeah,
again,
but they still don't play defense.
But that's the thing, though. See, but they actually played defense last year in the playoffs. I know it's different. I mean, it's not the same guys, but it just feels like I've seen this team engaged. Like, I keep going back to that game because it was like these guys like Kyrie and KD, they can take their game to a different level when they choose to take it to a different level. And that game felt personal. That Sixers game felt personal. And it was like Kyrie went into that game going, all right,
mm-hmm.
I'm all in. I'm going to shut down James Harden. I'm going to play great defense. And that's exactly what he did. So, I mean, I guess that's the hope, is that they can flip that switch once the postseason starts.
It's hard to ask for that to be done. We'll see. We'll find out. I mean, I've heard that it was such a dumb topic on Sports Talk Radio. Bigger disappointment, Lakers or Nets? I can't even tell you if the Nets are a disappointment yet.
You have no idea. Well, that's just laziness is what that is.
But they could go on a run where they win the whole thing. Would that be a disappointment? No, I don't think so.
Of course it wouldn't be a disappointment. I mean, they haven't had a great... I will say this, though. What does bother me about the Nets is when I have to hear Steve Nash or all these guys talk about, you know, with all the, it's been a tough season and we're happy with where we're at with all the, what's the word I'm looking for? All the adversity. It's all self-inflicted adversity.
All
of it. What are we talking about?
Outside of the injury to Kevin Durant, every single piece of adversity is brought on by your team.
Milwaukee threw that game yesterday, too, by the way.
Well, yeah, of course.
They had no interest in winning that game.
Why would they? Did you see this? They were 9-point underdogs in that game.
Well, of course, because they don't want to win. Let the Celtics play. Let the Celtics play the Nets the first round.
You guys deal with that. We don't want any part of it. Here is Kyrie on playing the Cavs in the play-in game tomorrow night.
Let's get it on. This is a special time of the year. Going against a team such as the Cavaliers is something to look forward to. I think somebody's in the back room. Hip, hip, hooray, and whoever created the play-in tournament. Because last year you get Steph and LeBron. This year you get me and KD going against the Cavs in the play-in game. And then you have in the Western Conference, Minnesota and the Clippers. So I guess somebody's in the back room saying that this works.
Oh, God, I can't stand them. This year you get me and KD.
You know what's sad, though, in all honesty? I guess maybe sad's not the right word. It's just troubling, maybe, is how many minutes they've had to play Kyrie and KD here down the stretch. To just walk up the seventh
against the Knicks, where they played the entire second half on a back to back.
No, I get it. I mean, they played 40 last night against the Pacers.
Yeah, these guys are going to be worked to the bone,
especially with this. I mean, they're still. I mean, if you're winning a championship, and this is going to be a grind, you're going to slog through this. Kyrie got hurt last year.
You're
going
to have to go Boston, Milwaukee, Miami, or Philly.
Yeah, that's
and then Phoenix.
That's tough sledding right there, buddy.
That's some road is what it is. All right, so let's run through what we have. So Brooklyn, Cleveland, winner of that moves on to Boston. Loser of that plays the winner of Atlanta and Charlotte and will take on Miami, who's the one seed in the East. So, I mean, listen, you could have Atlanta, Miami. That'd be a heck of a series.
That'd be a good series too, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would actually like to see Trae Young going up against Miami.
Be a good series. Miami's a good team, though, and very well coached. So the series that are locked in now, the 4-5, Philly and Toronto, and we still don't know what players aren't going to be allowed to make the trip and play.
Yeah, we do.
Thybul can't. That he's just the one?
It sounds like it. That's the only one that's been announced.
Okay.
So, I mean, one of your best defenders. That's not nothing.
No, it's not nothing at all. Now, they do have home court, so if they can hold serve there, but again, we
yeah, but I still
see.
Have questions about them, though, man. Like, as good as Embiid is, I don't know if there's enough.
Frauds. Harden's a fraud. Well, I told you months ago, and you scoffed at me.
No, I didn't scoff at you. I mean, he got off to a good start. I don't know if they have enough shooting around them. I don't know.
I don't trust
James Harden looks like he's lost a step.
Well, where are you with Philly? If Philly doesn't do what, do you look at this and say they underperformed?
I don't have humongous expectations for Philly.
Okay, so what would you say if they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you asked anybody with how this whole thing went down, what you traded to get James Harden, how well Joel, I mean, he locked up the scoring title. Like, Joel Embiid is at an MVP level. I think if they don't get to at least the finals, it would be a disappointment.
And you can see the writing on the wall already for them with James Harden in this they're going to have to give him the max contract, and it's going to blow up in their face.
Yeah, but wasn't that something we talked about, though?
Yep, sure is.
But Daryl Morey wanted to get his guy. He got him.
Had to get him. Milwaukee, Chicago. This, to me, might be the most lopsided series in the first round.
Yeah.
I think Milwaukee's going to absolutely hammer Chicago.
Chicago's a good story, but they're not at the level of Milwaukee.
And they were a great story for about half the season. And if you look at what they've done the second half of the season, nowhere near. So that's the way the East shakes out. Let's run through the West quickly, take a break, come back in to Leon Rose, who actually spoke. Minnesota and the Clippers. Winner of that goes on to take on Memphis. Then you have the loser of that takes on the winner of New Orleans and San Antonio. Winner of that little trio will move on to take on Phoenix. So, what's the best matchup for you here? Memphis and who? In Minnesota or in the Clippers?
I would probably rather see Memphis in Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota's a fun team. You have to like Memphis there. Phoenix will probably steamroll whoever they take on. Dallas, Utah's.
I think Golden State, Denver, and Dallas, Utah. Depending on what happens with this Doncic injury. I mean, God forbid, because that would just...
be awful. That would just in the last game of the season. That would be absolutely awful. Dallas, Utah, to me, is the series that moves the needle the most in the Western Conference.
Oh, you love Donovan Mitchell. Everyone loves Doncic. I don't know, man. That Golden State, Denver is going to be... I think that could be a good series.
Where are we with Steph?
Steph will be fine.
He'll be fine?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, then I like Golden State to win that series. But I look forward to watching all of it. It's going to be great. And, of course, we are the home of the NBA postseason right here on 98.7 ESPN.
By the way, just quickly, too, because you asked the question. I don't know if you wanted to get too deep into it, but what's been the biggest disappointment? Even if the Nets don't win a championship, at least the Nets qualified for the playoff. I mean, they're in the play-in. The Lakers finished the season 33-49.
And they fired their coach.
And they were the favorite to out of the West.
Yeah, what an awful season.
What are we talking about?
An awful season. And we don't even know. Listen, we could get to the end and we could say Brooklyn had a successful season. It all depends on what... That's what we said all year long. It all depends on what they do in the postseason, and here we are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
By the way, I didn't even tell you this. I was at the Rangers game on Saturday against the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got the last minute call in from our sales manager. Sent me a text at like, I don't know, 1 in the afternoon. Said, you want 4 tickets to the game? I said to the boys, you want to go? Absolutely. Boom. Dominant performance over the Senators. Dominant.
That should be, though. It should be. I mean, you're trying to chase down Carolina. It's one of those typical kind of, we could take this team lightly because we're already looking ahead. And they did. They took care of their business.
Hammered them. And Kreider right there. 48, 49, one more. Just one more.
He's having a special season. What did I hear? Something so stupid the other day. Was like, oh, I know when Noah... I know nobody expected the Rangers to be in this spot, but they have to go for it now. As opposed to what?
What does that mean, go for it, though?
Like to win the Stanley Cup. Like, as opposed to what do you think they're going to try to do? What kind of statement is that?
It's an awful statement.
It's a ridiculous statement.
How about this now? And I think we mentioned this. We'll get to Leon Rose in a second. I don't want Tampa in the first round. I'd rather come in second in the division and not play Tampa. I don't want any part of the Lightning in round one.
I know. I asked you that question last week. I actually asked that during the broadcast. It's a weird spot to be in because you want to be playing. I mean, they're playing good hockey now, and you want to obviously finish up and playing great hockey. And if that means you end up getting, you win the Metro, you win the Metro. But right now, Tampa's out of that spot.
Right. Well, Boston's in that spot?
Yeah, it's going back. It's going back and forth.
All right, so I'm going to ask you one question, and then we'll get into Leon Rose. Of the four teams that could be that team for
I would
the
rather play Pittsburgh.
You'd go Pittsburgh 1, Washington 2?
No, I would go Washington. I would go Washington 1.
Because Washington's only, 4 points behind Pittsburgh, I think?
I would go Washington 1. I would go Pittsburgh 2.
And then Boston?
Boston, Tampa.
And then Tampa, yeah.
I would make the argument that you would want Tampa later on. Just because at a certain point, I mean, they've played almost 50 extra games over the last two seasons. So, I mean, if you're going to get them later while they're kind of worn down a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want any part of Tampa early on in the postseason. That they terrify me. You know the team that doesn't, and I know you're going to know exactly, the team that doesn't terrify me, and maybe I'm wrong for this, is you know who it is?
That doesn't terrify you right now that's in the playoffs?
Me. They probably should, but they don't.
Washington?
Nope. Florida.
No, I would be nervous with Florida.
Yeah, I know. You know what I saw? They've been favored in every single home game they've played this season.
That is a fully loaded team, especially if and when they get Ekblad back.
A lot of offense, that team. I don't know.
Tons of offense.
That team might be built for the... We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. Built more for the regular season than the postseason.
Well, that would be one of those series. Like, the reason why Tampa would scare you is because, obviously, I mean, they're, you know, two-time defending Stanley Cup champions, and they have upper echelon talent. But that would be a team where you look at, like, one of your biggest advantages for the Rangers is Shesterkin. And that would be one of those series where you don't have a distinct advantage because
Vasilevskiy
is right there.
You could argue
right
the other goaltender is the equivalent of Shesterkin. All right, so before we get to Leon Rose, you better do your best sales pitch for Free Range Radio. Get the people lined up and all oiled up and ready to go.
This is a perfect day. I don't think with what went on this weekend, where we're at, we got baseball, we had the Master, like you name it, we have it. Anything you want to talk about, shackles are off.
You can call on golf. You can call on...
Doesn't
Leon
matter.
Rose,
Apple, Apple
you can
Plus,
call on the
Knicks
disappointment, you can call on the Nets in the postseason, you can call on the Phoenix Suns, you can call on Judge, you can call on anywhere, Chris Bassett, Scherzer, anything. Buck Showalter, Judge, Cashman, anywhere you want to go. That's why it's Free Range Radio.
Yeah, gates open, pens, whatever you want. You just get to roam. Roam freely.
A lot of roaming. 1-800-919-3776. Free Range Radio. Radio 6 minutes away. All right, Leon Rose. I have a list of cuts because he finally spoke. Now,
did he though? Did he really?
No. He spoke in the safest landing spot ever.
Yeah, this was Beltran on with K is what this was.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. It's like, come on, do a media scrum,
answer some questions. Come on,
sit up there at the podium, let all the media there and ask you the appropriate questions. Not sit there and have Larry King do the interview. Not that Breen's not great. Breen is phenomenal. But I think other people in the media are deserving of being able to ask you a question.
Yeah, but Breen's not going to make Leon Rose feel uncomfortable. He's going to ask him a question.
He's
going to
do the opposite. He's going to make you feel very comfortable.
Yeah, I thought that was soft. I mean, poor Tibbs has to go out there every day and answer questions. Rand, all those guys have to answer questions every day.
Not Leon Rose. All right, let's listen to what he said to one Mike Breen. Here it is, courtesy of MSG. Says Julius Randle wants to remain here with the Knicks.
Julius loves it here in New York, wants to be in New York,
obvious he loves it here.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well, you said the follow-up should be, well, how come he doesn't act like he loves being here?
Yeah, why does he you know, give the fans you-know-what? All the time.
Yeah, the thumbs down and just the body language. Feeling like he's disconnected from the team. Even when they're big wins, he doesn't seem happy. Like he's not showing us that he loves being in New York, Leon.
No. If he wants to be here, he has a weird way of showing that he wants to be here. No?
Could you imagine if he didn't want to be here? How he would
What would happen? He would start to just strip his clothes off on the court. If he didn't want to be here.
Hey, just midway through the game, just walk right out and leave.
Yeah, be very weird. All right, more from Leon Rose. What reason did Julius give this season for his struggles?
It was just not being comfortable at times. I mean, it was just not being comfortable. He gave it his best effort, the three-point shot didn't go as like it did last year. I think teams keyed on him more this year. And he had, make some adjustments and carried a big burden. But I was proud of the fact that he did fight through it.
Bottom line is Leon Rose let Julius Randle down.
He
let this team down. Because, of course, they're going to come into the season and key on Julius Randle. You saw what happened when they keyed on him against Atlanta. You shut down Julius Randle. I like your chances of winning the game. It's what Atlanta did, and that wasn't even a competitive series.
No, they killed us.
They killed us. So what do we need to do? We need to add some reinforcements.
And who are those reinforcements? Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker.
Yeah,
that's great. Exactly what you're looking for. How about the question, why are we not, did you not do a good job this past offseason?
Well, because why that question wasn't asked. I mean, how could he with a straight face say he did a good job? He'd have to say, no, I didn't do a good job.
Well, you know what? If you had it opened up to, you know, Steve Popper and, I mean, you know, everybody that covers the Knicks, Berman and Isola
Begley,
and everybody.
The hard-hitting journalism, Ian Begley, forget it.
Oh, Ian wouldn't let him walk on that.
No.
No way. All right.
That's probably why he didn't. He's probably scared of bagels.
Wouldn't you be?
I've seen him.
Yeah. Let's hear more from Leon Rose. What discussions did you have with Tibbs this season?
Tibbs, you know, as far as Tibbs' performance goes, I mean, again, he's one of the best coaches in the NBA. Obviously, none of us are happy with the results this year. He's a guy who prepares our team better than anybody. You know, I feel that he's done a good job under the circumstances.
What are the circumstances?
I think the self-inflicted circumstances.
So the circumstances, are you saying that you didn't do a good job then?
I think he's insinuating that, or at least he should be.
You know, then why not come out and say
it? The Derrick Rose injury doesn't help. It just never felt like the pieces fit right. It didn't.
It really didn't. And the re-signing Nerlens Noel, and DeRozan wanted to come here, and you didn't even make an effort for him. I mean, that's the one to me that will ring.
Well, just think about that. I mean, that's two of your three off-season signings. I mean, Noel barely played. I mean, he didn't play at all.
He barely played, and Kemba Walker was nothing for you.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And Evan Fournier gets hammered with jet lag.
And now you're all in bad stake, and now you're all fired up about what you saw from Obi.
And you should be.
Okay, so where's he playing next year if you're bringing Julius back? You don't play small, so where's he playing?
I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. All right, so what is the plan moving forward? Do we have a blueprint to stick to this offseason?
We have to stick to the plan. We have to take it one step, build one block at a time, be patient. We feel like we're set up, you know, really well as far as, like, we've got 13 draft picks over the next three drafts, four first-round picks. And with regard to opportunities that may come along, we feel like we're very flexible and able to do that. But again, we want to show patience. We want to show prudence, you know, in making those decisions and continuing to develop what we have.
This guy's very good at saying absolutely nothing, by the way.
He said nothing. Stick to what plan?
He is terrific at that.
Yeah, but what plan are you sticking to? I mean, there was no progress really made this season.
Progress? They took a step back, no?
Exactly right. I mean, did you get fooled by what you saw the previous year and thought that, you know, Kemba and Fournier would be, you know, the two signings that would get you over the top to win a playoff series? I find that hard to believe.
I don't know how you could have looked at Kemba Walker, knees don't magically heal themselves. That all of a sudden that he was going to be good.
No, but both of your point guards. I mean, Derrick Rose is the same thing. Derrick Rose is someone that you have to manage his minutes because he's always hurt.
Always hurt, consistently. One more from Leon Rose, and then we'll do a little free-range radio, 800-919-3776. They better sign him. Contract thoughts for Mitchell Robinson this offseason.
Well, with Mitchell, you know, there's been ongoing discussions throughout the year with his agent, and, you know, those discussions will continue, will, you know, continue into for the remainder of the time until free agency.
I have to believe that they're going to re-sign Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, I don't know. That makes me so nervous.
If you don't re-sign him, why didn't you trade him?
No, I know, but usually, like, in a situation like this is, you know, guys in the last year before he's going to make big money, right? Like, you're going to be a free agent this upcoming offseason. You usually have your best year, right? I mean, if you've had injury concerns, you find a way to stay healthy. You have your most productive season, and then, you know, you're going to get the big money. That wasn't the case. He had a good season, but he was still, I mean, every time you looked up, he was limping around the court. Like, there was still a bunch of stuff. So does giving this guy long-term security make that better or worse?
Or I would argue no change at all.
I would argue worse.
Maybe. Or have no change, but it's every time.
Like,
every
what are you fighting through? Like, if you don't fight through stuff now, what are you fighting through if you have a brand-new four-year deal?
It's hard to argue that.
So that makes me nervous. It does.
But my point would be, if you lose the guy for nothing, why in the world didn't you trade him?
That's another great point.
Yeah, this is what we do. We bring up a lot of really good, important, salient points. 1-800-919-3776. Santi, hit it.
It's unpredictable.
I saw a picture of his body. Oof.
It's dangerous.
Uh-oh.
And it could get someone fired.
Then Bubich comes in and he shuts them down.
That's a good name.
It's free range radio.
Fully naked.
And it starts right now.
Free Range Radio brought to you by Jackpocket. Anywhere you want to go. Anywhere. There are no limits to Free Range Radio. By the way, did you see what our friend Bubich did this weekend?
Oh, I saw Booby. Yep.
Yeah, I think he went two-thirds of an inning and allowed 5 earned runs.
That's not what you want.
So not the best Booby performance this weekend.
Sometimes it's a roll of the dice with the old Bubich.
Yeah. LaVishka, sit with me, Booby. Yeah, absolutely. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll.
Let's roll. Anthony Hawthorne, you're on Free Range Radio. Go, Anthony.
Good morning, guys. With Lamar Jackson's contract coming up, do you think that he's going to get anything north of what Josh Allen got, or do you think it's going to be somewhere right underneath? And you think it's money like that can
it has to be. I mean, that's the template. Whatever. Lamar Jackson's already won an MVP. That's Lamar Jackson. That's where it starts, right?
That's
where I would start.
I get worried about that. I know you get worried, but that's going to lead you to a Super Bowl.
Okay, that's fine. But what are their? I mean, they've built the entire offense around him. What is their option?
I don't think they have a choice. I'm surprised it's dragged on for this long.
Well, he doesn't have an agent. Him and his mom do it, and they haven't approached them to get a deal done.
Well, let's get a deal done.
Which, if you trust, listen, I mean, the longer he waits, the more money he's going to make if he stays healthy.
He's going to make a fortune of money. I mean, the entire team is built around this
guy. Look what Deshaun Watson just got. Deshaun Watson played for a whole year, has 22 civil lawsuits out on him.
And got $250 million guaranteed, every penny of it.
Every penny guaranteed.
Every penny. Let's go to Daryl, Long Island. Daryl, Free Range, your face off, Daryl.
Hey, quick question. You know, going back to the Knicks, will you give RJ a max this offseason? Yes or no, or why?
I think you have to. What choice do you have?
You don't. Right now, currently where you stand, you don't. I mean, he told you he wanted average 20. Unfortunately, he got hurt there during the end. But I think he's kind of established himself here now.
He's shown you a lot.
Yep.
He's shown you a lot. And you know what? Tell me if you don't agree with this. Do you not enjoy watching the Knicks more when Julius Randle's not playing?
I do.
Right?
The ball moves more. It looks like there's more joy, more. I mean, Leon Rose can say what he wants. I'm not convinced that Julius Randle gave you his best effort.
What is Rose going to say? Well, is Rose going to come out there and say, boy, you know what? We didn't get a big-time effort from Julius Randle this season.
But you keep hearing what he's saying, though, too. Well, we got all the draft picks. We positioned ourselves in case something happens with another player. That's still their hope.
Is it there's going to be somebody unhappy and you can swoop in the 11th hour and just snap them up with all your equity?
Yes.
But what equity do you really have? You have 13
draft
picks. Okay. But you don't have the third pick in the draft.
No, you got draft picks. I mean, the fact that Obi ended the season the way he ended the season, IQ ended the season the way he ended the season, all positive stuff. Maybe they're more valuable now. Because remember when we had Wendy on? Like, the point he kept making is that in order to make a deal like this, yeah, draft picks is good, but you also have to have young talent. And the Knicks' young talent wasn't getting better. They were getting worse.
Yes, that is correct. At least Toppin was great down the stretch. And quickly played really well, too. So maybe a team, you know, took notice of that. And who knows? Maybe the market is more for those guys than it was. Let's go to Josh in Connecticut. Josh, you're on Free Range Radio.
Hey, good morning, boys. First time, long time.
Well, welcome.
Fast forward to next year. Tua goes less than 800. So right around the bridge gap to what was last year. Ross gets the hammer tossed down on him for this tanking, gets their pick taken away. Does this Tom Brady thing elevate even more with no draft capital to move up to get the quarterback when you have Tyreek?
I don't even have to go that far.
I don't even think you need that kind of situation.
I will stop at if Tua's not terrific, Tom Brady will be the starting quarterback for Miami next season.
Yeah, and if they start, I mean, if any of this, you know, paying Brian Flores to lose games, like if we're talking getting the hammer thrown, it's not going to be a draft pick.
It's going to be the team.
He's not going to lose a draft pick, though.
No, they're going to lose the team. Let's go to Jeremy and Selden. Jeremy, you're on Free Range Radio.
Hey, what's up, Dave and Rick? You guys are my favorite, man, first-time caller. I just wanted to ask about the Knicks. You guys said that they took a step back, which I agree with. But don't you think that with the growth of RJ and some of the rookies, the way they played, that we're kind of set up good going into next year, as long as we can figure this Julius thing out?
No. I think they're okay.
Set up good. To what? I mean, you set up to be better than
who? If you
bring
this team back the way it's currently constituted, you think you're a playoff team?
As currently constituted?
Yeah. No, you're not.
I wouldn't say that necessarily. I mean, I don't think you're not a top six.
You're not a top six.
No, you're not a top six, but I mean, you're right there in the play-in.
All right, here's the thing. He says set up, let me correct the English quickly. Set up well. Is this Knicks team set up well in your mind at the moment?
No.
Okay, there you go.
No, because you act like this Julius Randle thing is just going to solve itself.
No, you got to trade him, and I think they will. Ira at Staten Island. Ira, let's see how you perform on Free Range Radio.
Hey, the pressure's here, but I'm going to make it quick.
I have no
doubt. Let's put it this way. Hello, 10 years. 10 years been worrying about the draft come Halloween. I could not have it anymore. Joe Douglas got to nail this draft because I can't worry about the draft come Halloween for the next 5 years after this year.
You're nervous, huh?
Yeah, I'm very concerned because I'm afraid that they're not going to take the tackle if he's there. I'm afraid they're not going to admit they made a mistake with Becton, and they're going to take Gardner, which will be fine, or they'll take a pass rusher. But I think it's going to come back to bite them if they don't take an offensive tackle.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've heard a bunch of different things, and that's the beauty of the draft.
If you take Gardner and a receiver, you'd feel good about that, no?
It feels like if you don't take Gardner, like if the tackles go and you don't take Gardner, it feels like the Giants are going to end up with Gardner.
The Giants will take, maybe, but I think the Giants need the offensive lineman, too.
Well, I'm saying if the offensive linemen are gone, if the two you like are gone,
If they're both gone, yeah, I think the Giants go Gardner and Thibodeau if he's there.
Well, but here's the thing, though. I'm not even saying, the Giants have 7, too. Jets don't pick till 10.
Correct.
If Gardner's sitting there at 7, you don't think the Giants would take Gardner?
I think the Giants take him at 5. If the tackles are gone, the Giants will take Gardner at 5.
Yeah, because you've heard the same thing I've heard. I've heard that they like him a lot.
They love him. If you get Gardner and Thibodeau, if you're the Giants, I think you are thrilled with round one.
Oh, absolutely.
Thrilled. By the way, what was that when Iris going? He's like, hello?
All right, we need that, RJ, by the way. That's an awesome drop.
Yeah, he confused me.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.